Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Wednesday. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazeby with you straight into the news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand.
Nathan Jones has called time on his career. He's gone back. He had twins yesterday, but he retired today. Made it official. 302 games, Carl. 16 years. So important through some really tough times for the Melbourne Football Club. He was captain, also a three-time best and fairest winner. Well done to that man. Wayne Campbell takes up the role of General Manager of Football Performance at the Gold Coast Suns. And we're going to have a People's Parade, Carl, here in Perth. I know how you love your parades. It's Grand Final Eve. Fans of both teams starting at opposite ends of the mall before meeting at Forest Place.
I pinched a dummy off a bloke who thrust it out to me. He says, "Hey, suck on this, Langdon." So I grabbed the pink dummy. In the parade in Melbourne, he pulled it out of his baby's mouth and I grabbed it and then I started sucking on it and it was in the paper the next day. And then after we won the grand final, thankfully, at the Glass House, Daryl Summers was there broadcasting Hey Hey at Saturday, and I said, "Here you go, Daryl, give this pink dummy to all of those blokes that have bagged the West Coast Eagles over the years. Ron Barassi, all on the Sunday footy show, all got to suck on that pink dummy. It got some great mileage, and that was all part of a grand final parade. But sadly, the players aren't going to be part of it. It'll just be the fans. So you'll have them coming together in the city of Perth. Get range of confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. And we will have a chat to Luke Jackson very soon from Melbourne next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Let's get into our chat with mates and Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN, from $59. And a bloke who has been able to chat with his mates is Luke Jackson, who's in Perth here in Western Australia, staying up at the Joondalup Resort with the rest of his teammates. But being a WA boy, catching up with family and friends and catching up and chatting with a few mates, there's nothing better. Jacko, how are you, mate?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great so far, being able to get out of quarantine and do a few things. So it's been good, yeah.
And catching up with a few of your mates locally must be just something that's been nice too, because given the normal circumstance, mate, you'd probably be back there in Melbourne preparing for a grand final. But to be able to do it in home and be in front of some family and friends must make it even a little bit more special, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. It does make it a lot more special that all the finals were over in WA. So meant family and friends were able to come to the games and stuff, and yeah, made it a lot more special. So haven't really lucky over here.
Are you pinching yourself at the moment? Season number two, you're the next in line to the great Max Gorn, and you're going into a grand final in your home state. You must look back and say, this is bloody good, this AFL business.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's really still sunk in yet. I'm still just over the moon about what's about to happen, and would have never thought this would have played out in my second season, but just really grateful to be given the opportunity to play, and I just can't wait to get stuck into the game next week.
And Luke, what about working under Max Gorn? We saw what he did on the weekend. It was one of the best finals performances that I've seen live. What's it like, and how good has he been for your development?
Yeah, he's been really good for me, Maxi. Since I got to the club, I've been really involved with him, and he's probably the player I lean on the most at the club because we play similar positions. So, he's been great with my ruck craft and also a little bit up forward as well. So, and it's good to be able to work with him in the game as well, and learn off him in training and game. So I couldn't speak more highly of Maxi.
We know he's pretty chirpy, but how chirpy has he been after booting 5 goals, a career best? I mean, mate, he was on fire, wasn't he?
Yeah. When he kicked that goal in the pocket, I just laughed, really. I was laughing for the rest of the game. And I just couldn't believe it. But, he actually hasn't spoken. I haven't heard him speak about it too much, but I'm sure he loves it, Big Maxi, the 5 goals.
You'd kick more goals than him up to that point, mate. He's now got you by 1. So, mate, we need you to put your finger out on grand final day just to finish him off, okay?
Yeah, that was one of the things I thought about. Maxi's got more goals than me now. So, hopefully one day I can hopefully kick six and pass him, yeah.
Cozzy Pickett, he's got you both covered, put together, given the season that he's had. He's only in year number two as well. And his numbers, when you compare them to the all-time great small forwards, he's ahead of all of them in the competition. He's going to be a very exciting player over the next 10 years.
Yeah, definitely. Cozzy's like, Cozzy's unreal, the way he goes about it and stuff, and how he plays as well. He's a really hard worker at training, works really hard on all his craft and all his skills, so it comes out on game day heaps. So, I couldn't be more happy for Cozzy, the season he's had, and he's just going to be a great player for a long time.
More of Luke Jackson in a moment. Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN, from just $59. Search Mates online. Back soon.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We are chatting to the AFL's NAB Rising Star from Melbourne, Luke Jackson, in advance of the grand final. Hayes?
What can you tell us about your development coach, Mark Choco Williams? Of course, a premiership coach, but he's come in and he's done a great job with a lot of the young guys, but also for him helping play a role mentoring Simon Goodwin when things weren't going that well at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think pretty much all the boys have said it, that since Choco's come to the club, he's made it a better place to be. And he's massive in the first of 3 year boys and our development. We run like a David Meats Academy for those younger players, and he leads it. So he's been great for us younger boys, and also helping out the older boys and all the staff involved as well. So I've definitely loved having Choco at the club, and he's definitely made it a better place than before he came in.
Hey, Luke, I had the binoculars on him prior to the game last weekend, and, mate, he was chirping, and he was like, getting in blokes' faces. What is he, like, what is he, what's he saying? Can you give me a little bit of an insight into what he's saying there?
Well, I'm usually on the interchange before the game, so he's right behind me, and my ears are pretty much blocked every game from how loud he screams. But no, he's just super passionate about footy, and he wants the best for everyone. So, when Choco's doing that, it makes everyone else better. So, yeah, we love it.
What about Stephen May, mate? Is he going to be okay? Are there any concerns that we need to be worried about?
No, Maisie's gone really good. We had a training today, and he looked like he was moving great. So, no problems for Maisie.
Now, your name got thrown up recently. There's some interest from your club in Adam Chair and Fremantle. Rightfully so, we would take Luke Jackson. Are you happy at Melbourne, or do you want to come home at some point?
No, I love Melbourne heaps. Ever since I came in to the door, the club's been great for me and all the other younger boys. And the culture here that we're building and we've had this year is just unreal. And I've been loved being a part of it. So not even thinking about that. I'm just thinking about the game next week. And
In 5 years' time, what position do you think you'll play? Do you think you'll be a full time ruckman, or do you think you'll be a forward that goes into the ruck?
I think I've always said that I'd love to play more around the ball as I get more stronger and older. I think I feel a lot more natural around the ball and in the ruck, but as I played more forward through this year, I've loved that as well. So I reckon switching between the ruck and the forward role, hopefully is a big strength of mine going forward in my career.
Luke Jackson there. We'll get into our waffle update next. Todd Curley, the coach of South Fremantle, joins us.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Let's get into our waffle update. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed, and fantastic to have Todd Curley, the South Fremantle coach, who just scraped into the first semi-final against Subiaco for the right to play in the WAFL Grand Final here at Optus Stadium on October 2. Curls, thanks for joining us. How are you feeling after getting the job done on the weekend?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, double chance, qualifying final. Got a chance to go through the second semi and won, so didn't play at our best, probably well below our best in the first half, and Claremont were very good, but yeah, I thought we showed a bit of resilience, sort of a man down for 3.5 quarters and not playing great, but found a way to get there.
Curls, did you watch the Hardesty kick after the siren, mate, or did you turn away?
Yeah, no, I was on the bench, so I was watching, but it's probably the toughest spot on the ground to ever kick, to be honest. He's probably kicking into the teeth of the breeze, so any sort of little deviation was going to get, magnified by the breeze. So, it went our way, so we're pretty happy.
Do you feel for the Tigers at all? Because I think the last three times you've played them, it's been decided by less than a kick.
Not really, mate, to be honest. I think you'd do the same. But, they've all been, really similar games and, pretty close. I mean, even on the weekend, I think maybe Claremont got out to a 5-goal break, which for recent games between our two teams is a huge break. So for our boys to find a way to get back into the game and have a real strong second half, I think we can take a lot out of it.
You go forward without Zach Dent, ruled out for the rest of the year after copping a hit from Tim House. What did you make of the incident and how is he?
Yeah, look, mate, he's been sort of released from hospital. He spent a couple of nights in hospital and he'll spend the next 8 to 12 weeks in a brace that goes from sort of his hips right up to his neck, so can't work or anything. So, looking back now, he's a pretty lucky boy.
Tell us more about Jake Florenka back in the side. He was the unlucky one last year, missed out, but this year he's back and he's been a good inclusion.
Yeah, obviously, well documented. He got injured with 10 minutes to go in the prelim and unfortunately couldn't play, so missed out. But his rehab, he's done everything right. So he's played probably the last 3 or 4 with us and come in and, just playing ultra-consistent footy and gives us another player into our midfield of real quality. So helps our depth and he's been really good. And it's great to have him back. Very popular member of the group.
Curls, we always look at the old boys at the end of every season, and Nick Subin's been a wonderful servant for the South Fremantle Football Club. Is this going to be it for him? Is this going to be his last season?
Oh, look, I mean, Nick hasn't made any decision in nor have we, to be honest. His last sort of 8 to 10 weeks since becoming a dad for the third time and having no sleep and no time to himself, and obviously him and Bianca being under a lot of pressure with 3 little kids, he's actually playing, outstanding footy. So he's been ultra consistent for us and playing, really good footy. So hopefully he can continue that for the next few weeks and then, we'll sit down and have a chat. And to be honest, Nick's been a fantastic addition to our club. So it'll be pretty much his decision what he wants to do.
More of Todd Curley after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We're chatting to South Fremantle coach Todd Curley in our waffle segment tonight, Hayes.
Blake Slenzog has been a good addition too. He came in, he was a defender. You pushed him forward, he was kicking a few bags of goals. How have you seen his last couple of weeks? It looks like the goals have dried up a little bit.
Yeah, they have, but his involvement in our scores have maintained the same level. So, for a 20-year-old kid, come over from Geelong and played outstanding footy, got picked in the stateside, playing as a defender, and then I think it was actually against Claremont, actually, mid-year. Mason Shaw was injured and we needed another tall forward and, we threw him down there and he's been just as consistent for us down that end. So he certainly, over-delivered on everything that we thought that he could possibly, bring in, and hopefully that form continues.
What about the ruck setup, Curls? You've got Hamish Free, who's come in and done a really good job in the absence of Brock Higgins. He's available, but you haven't brought Brock back in yet. Is that going to change this weekend?
Yeah, you're right, mate. Hamish has been outstanding, so Brock's been unlucky with a couple of injuries. So we sort of spoke as a coaching group, and Brock was included in that in mid-year, that Hamish would need to play some games towards the end of the year, and then lo and behold, straight away, Brock got injured and then got injured again and missed a large chunk of training. So, Hamish has grabbed his chance. Brock played against West Coast in our last game. Really needed the minutes, to be honest. And now he's trained really strongly for another week. So we just went in last week with the the 22 fittest players that we thought we had. And we'll have to make another assessment of that post-training tonight and obviously taking into account what Subi will roll out as well.
Nice to have Matty Parker back too and included in the team, and no doubt he'll be better for the run again.
Oh, look, it's great. You know, he's a member of our leadership group and, you know, got fantastic that he got another opportunity to get back at AFL level. But, you know, I think it's a real win for the competition, really, with the mid-season draft. You know, you can lose these guys mid-year and you can't replace them. And, you know, it was always written into the rules that, you know, if their AFL team wasn't in finals, that they should be able to come back. And, you know, thankfully, you know, Richmond were really supportive in letting it happen. And then it was sort of, he's getting out of quarantine on Friday. Do we play him on Saturday? And in the end, you know, we thought about, you know, how much work he's done during the year, and we just thought it was better to take the punt with a double chance that the quicker we could get him back playing with our group, probably the better. And if, you know, we sit him out to train him for a week, then he's, you know, this week he's going to be playing his first game back. So we thought it was important to get him back in. You know, he's pretty important. His third quarter was outstanding and he's pulled up really well. So we think he'll be better for the run this week. And, he's a pleasure to coach and it's great to have him back.
Todd Curley there for the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range, available now as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric. We'll do a wrap-up next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
And we finish off tonight with a sports wrap, hey?
Fair bit of movement in the AFL. Carl Jeremy Finlayson from the Giants, he's had a medical at Port Adelaide. Callum Coleman-Jones from Richmond, he's told the club that he wants to go to North Melbourne on a four-year deal, as has Marbia Chole, who wants to go to the Gold Coast Suns on a four-year deal. And Connor McKenna, who went back to play Gaelic football, he just recently won the championship with his county side Tyrone. He said today, any AFL clubs need a half-back, so he wants back in to the AFL competition.
Sneaky little tweets I saw there, Hayes. Not bad, though. He's a fast little nippy player, and maybe he's lived out his dream and he wants to come back and make some cash, because it's an amateur sport over there in Ireland, so it's not the dumbest of ideas. And Nine has secured the rights to the US Tennis Open from 2022, a landmark three-year deal, so that news was announced today. There's our sports wrap. Thanks for your company. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.